Humanitarian partners in Sudan released an integrated food security phase classification earlier this month, indicating nearly 10 million Sudanese are in high acute food insecurity due to conflict, high inflation, and COVID-19.
The country is experiencing one of the worst food crises in recent years. This is due to conflict-related displacement and high inflation rates on top of the impacts of the pandemic's prevention measures. Almost a quarter of the population, some 9.6 million Sudanese, are now severely food insecure. These numbers are the highest ever recorded in the history of the food security phase classification system in Sudan.
That's Stéphane Dujarric, the United Nations Secretary General's spokesperson, is speaking at a briefing in New York yesterday. About 10 humanitarian partners, including USAID, the World Food Programme, the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization, and Save the Children released its Integrated Food Security Phase Classification or IPC report, a highly technical look at food insecurity in Sudan covering June through September. Dujarric says, aside from 9.6 million people experiencing high levels of acute food insecurity, 15.9 million people have been classified as under stress.
Food insecurity is especially concerning in some states, such as North Kordofan, where the number of people facing food insecurity has increased by 335%. We, along with our humanitarian partners, have provided food assistance to approximately 2.3 million people in the first quarter of this year. But more has to be done and more funding is urgently needed.
The IPC report says the current food crisis in Sudan is caused by protracted displacement, economic decline and inflation, and high food price hikes and exacerbated by the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic. Arshad Malik is Save the Children Sudan Country Director. He says the number of severely food insecure people has jumped from 3 million in previous years to 9.6 million this year. Khartoum alone is estimated to have 1.4 million people who are severely food insecure. Malik says, during the fasting month of Ramadan, 2 months ago, many families could not find food to eat at the end of the day. He says hard economic times like this especially affects children.
We heard from families that some of the families actually use water to break their fast because they had nothing to eat. In that economic situation, families are forced to get their children married earlier, especially girls are more vulnerable. And then otherwise, generally children are more vulnerable to child labor, sexual abuse, physical abuse.
Aside from children, Malik says, 1.3 million internally displaced persons are particularly affected by food insecurity because of conflict in Darfur, South Kordofan, and Blue Nile states.
More than 1.3 million people who are internally displaced because of the conflict. And 50% of that is population. They are already deprived of basic services. They had less access to health, to food, to education. And with this complicated situation where the government is facing a big economic downfall because of lack of support from the international community, they are even more vulnerable.
Sudan's annual inflation rate surged to 136.36% in June, compared to 114.33% in May, the Central Bureau of Statistics reported on Tuesday. Almost a quarter of the Sudanese population is severely food insecure. Both Malik and Dujarric are urging the international community to support the government's efforts to address the food crisis and stabilize its faltering economy. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.